Yeah, Gus, just how difficult a decision was it to fire Bob, and why did you do it?
Well, extremely difficult. It's probably, you know, one of the toughest aspects of this job. You know, it's you know, we talked about before, it's a results-driven business, and it's also a people business and a relationship business too. And you know, Bob and I have got a long-standing relationship. It goes back many years. And it's not only just Bob and I, but our families. And so it makes it even more difficult. And, you know, someone that you care deeply about, you have great respect for, and you have great trust in. And I mentioned that this was a tough journey that we were on. And his loyalty, his work ethic, all those things. He poured his heart and soul into this organization. So whenever you have to make a decision like this, it's always difficult, always difficult. What was the second part, Mark?
Well, just give us, I mean, some why. Was he just kind of, you know, did it just have to happen?
Well, I think that I look at it as, you know, we just didn't get to reach the expectations we had hoped. We talk about improving you know, getting better every day and getting better, and we went back and looked at it, and I think we all take responsibility in this. Sometimes it falls on the defensive coordinator, and sometimes when you look at it, it's spread out. We all could have had our part in it to, you know, to help and to ensure that, you know, the product was better. And in some cases, it falls back to the defensive coordinator.
Hey, Gus, two-parter. Will there be any in-house candidates interviewed for this position, and will the new coordinator call the plays?
Well, as far as candidates, you know, right now, I think it's important that we open it up and we take a look at it. And again, that phrase of due diligence, you know, to make sure that we, you know, really compete in this avenue, you know, visit with people, talk to people, and, you know, open it up that way and try to find, you know, what candidates are available and, you know, make sure it's a good fit. So, you know, we're just opening it up now. We're in the beginning parts of the search, and, you know, we'll go from there.
And then will the new coordinator call the play?
Yeah, I think as we put this together, you know, we'll have a better idea about that. You know, that's, you know, multiple scenarios that could take place. So, you know, definitely a possibility, strong possibility that the coordinator could call plays.
Gus, are there going to be any other defensive staff changes before coordinator is named? And did you feel, how much responsibility did some of the other assistants bear for?
Right. I think that we're constantly evaluating. And, you know, as we go through this process with, you know, the search for the coordinator, and, you know, I can't say that, you know, there might be some things, reassignment or things like that, or, you know, or it might stay as is, you know, with some of with the position coaches. So I think that we're, you know, I guess the conversations that I have within the search with different people you know, what's their plan, how they see it, you know, we'll just have those types of conversations. So, again, I think we're pretty open. I have a pretty good idea. I had extensive meetings yesterday, you know, I thought it was very good meetings with our coaches. So, you know, we'll just go through the process and see how it turns out.
Do you think, or did you kind of feel like you had no choice, that there any other internal changes you made without firing Bob just wouldn't have been enough?
Yeah, I think, you know, I come back to it. This was my choice now. You know, it was, you know, my evaluation. And, you know, we talk about, you know, everything counts and everything is evaluated. And I just felt like at this time, that's what needed to take place. And, you know, I think there's conversations we have each year or even semi-annually during the year. We talk as a staff about what areas they can improve on and how we can get better. And it's not just the players, it's the coaches as well. So, you know, I think that, you know, you get a feel for how much change is needed within each coach, where they can grow, how they can advance, and then how much faith that they can do that.
Hey, Gus, thanks for doing this. You hit a home run last year with Greg Olsen in that hire. Do you kind of go down a similar path when you look for this defensive coordinator in terms of similar experience to what Greg had coordinating, you know, in the league?
You know, I think there's a lot of factors. I think that you're looking at scheme and, you know, where we want to go with the scheme. And also, I think a big part of it, you know, obviously coaching's a big part of it. I mean, we have to be very good coaches, and we have to be on the details, and the way we coach and the way we handle players is really important. And also personnel is important. And we got to get the right pieces personnel in there too. And that combination gives you the best chance to be successful. So they go hand in hand. So I think we look at our personnel, and we're constantly evaluating that and see some things that can be added to that. And then also making sure the coach is the right fit. And so a lot of factors. You know, Ole and his staff did a great job, That, along with the addition of some good players, you know, together was a great combination, and we hope to duplicate that on the defensive side.
And then we hear it not just from you, but a lot of coaches around the league say, you know, how difficult it is now to evaluate defensive prospects coming out of college to the next level. Does it work the same way with collegiate defensive coordinators, because it is sort of a different game that they're playing at the college level?
You know, I, if you look at our staff, we've hired some guys that were at the college level. And, you know, the transition that takes place, there's somewhat of it. But, you know, coaching's coaching, and a lot of the same principles apply. It is a different game in the NFL. But if you're a good coach and, you know, you're good in college and you've had some success, sure, it offers opportunities to look at that person. And it comes back to, you know, where they're at and how they handle it and their experiences.
Hey, Gus, what will your selling points be to an experienced coordinator? I think you said the scheme's going to stay the same. You're asking him to work for a coach who's a lame duck, and it's going to be hard to fix defense in 1 year.
Geez, Vito, I mean...
I know.
No, I do. I think those are all reasonable things, but I think, you know, that's why it's so important, the perception. I think there's a lot of respect, I believe, for our organization. There's a lot of respect for what we're trying to get done here. And just by the many phone calls and the many texts and things that I've gotten, and I think coaches from our staff have gotten, I think this is a pretty appealing place, pretty appealing, because they see the growth that's taken place and how Dave and I's relationship and how Shad's tied in. And they've seen it over and over again. And so I think it's, although those are reasonable questions, but just by some of the responses I've got, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised. So we'll see. You know, we'll see how it all comes together. But sure, those are things to take into consideration. But just by the initial response, I'm excited about it.
But the scheme's not going to change, right? The guy can't come in and bring a new scheme?
Well, coordinators sometimes are very flexible. So, you know, I think there's a lot of similarities between teams in the league. You know, drastic changes, well, I think any coordinator that would want to drastically change might not see our personnel. You know, I think you want to best suit our personnel, and we've been drafting, and free agency pickups that we've gotten are really based on the scheme. So I think you'd be surprised that a lot of coordinators would be able to adjust to the scheme and handle the scheme and be able to operate under it.
Gus, yesterday in his press conference, Dave Caldwell basically said that the first 2 years of non-success with the Jaguars, he did not put any blame for you on that. He put it more on himself. What was your reaction to that? Did you feel like it was just a friend coming to your defense, or do you feel like he was spot on with that? What was your reaction to if that comment did get back to you?
Right. Well, this is the first I heard of it. So, but my initial reaction of it is just that I think we all take ownership, and that's the part I think which is great about our organization. That humility part to say, you know what, I had a big part in this. Just like I said about with Bob Babich, I had a big part in that as well. And we take responsibility for it. And we own it. And I would say the same thing. Hey, the first 2 years, our job is to develop players, and we need to do a better job of developing these guys. So we all take ownership of it. We all take responsibility of it. And, you know, I think that's what gives us the best opportunity to see success because we're not battling, you know, that part of it.
And as a follow-up on a different note, now that you look back at this season, and I don't know how much of your total film you've watched or gone over and reviewed, do you feel that this was better than a 5-11 football team?
You know what? I have a better, a complete statement probably after we watch all the cut-ups and after we go through everything. I would say this, that I felt like we could play better. And with that term, to better results. And I think we all, as coaches, we talk about some missed opportunities we had that, there's things that could have taken place that our record could have been better. You know, we always look at it that way. And, I think that's just the mindset of a coach. And you go back and then you watch the film and you find out the truth even more so. So, I think our mindset is, we all hope that we've been better.
Hi, Gus, and thanks. You've often said that, in a joking manner, good coaches are made by good players. You and the new defensive coordinator will have an opportunity to have an awful lot of new players. Will this person be involved with you and Dave in deciding which parts of that defense you need to improve on when it comes to competitive and personnel?
Yeah, I think it's a very collaborative effort where we get everybody involved. So I think from day one when we got here, I mean, Dave and I have multiple conversations. Our coaching staff and scouting department is really tight at the hip, and you'll see multiple times where a coach will be in a scouting person's office and vice versa. So I think it's a challenging environment. We just had a meeting this morning, and we brought in an offensive coach to look at our defensive personnel to get his perspective on it. So we'll get everybody's perspective, and then ultimately it will come down to Dave and my discussion, but we get input from everybody.
Yeah, Gus, I'm just wondering what changed from Monday to today. On Monday, you said you couldn't rule out calling plays yourself, and now 2 days later you basically said it was a strong possibility that the new DC will call plays.
It's a possibility. As we put it together and we look at all of our options, is there a possibility I could be calling plays? Yes. Is there a possibility that a defensive coordinator, that we go with could call plays? Yes. We're looking at everything. So I guess I didn't mean it that way where I'm ruling it out or I'm stronger today than I was. If I gave that impression, that would be inaccurate. We're putting it all together, put up on a grease board. Here's some different scenarios. Here's some different options. Now let's go to work and do these interviews and gather as much information we can and then put the plan together.
Okay, thanks. And secondly, real quick, how did Bob handle it?
It's tough. Just like you would imagine, very classy. The conversation was not a short conversation. It was a long conversation. And Bob Babich is very, very well thought of in this building, throughout this building, and with the players. And it was a tough time. It was a tough time on the rest of the coaches, and it's a tough time on the players because of how respected he is and what he brought. And I can't begin to tell you how difficult of a discussion it was.
Hey, Gus, thanks for talking with us. You said on Monday that you were going to gather a lot of information from players just about the defense and the team in general. Was there anything that really stood out to you?
Nothing that jumped out. I mean, it was great. I think sometimes you got to be careful as a coach when you talk to players. You know, sometimes players are emotional. Sometimes players, they have the last game in mind. So I don't solely make decisions on what the players say. And fortunately, our players weren't emotional, and they weren't. They were very supportive of what's going on. They believe in it. They believe in the system. They believe in the coaches. And there's a lot of positives that came about it. But I think there were some general things and that, I had some thoughts going into it. and maybe some of the things that my conversations with the players strengthened those thoughts. But, you know, I think it's not – I try to get as much information as possible and you know, just find the truth, like I said. So I appreciate our players, but they were very candid. It wasn't emotional, and they were very supportive of Bob. And I think, you know, he should appreciate that, and I know the players appreciate him.
Hey, Gus, two-parter. First one is last year you took about a month before settling on Greg. How important is it to do that a little quicker this year while a lot of teams are still looking for head coaches? You can just look for a coordinator.
Well, I think it's not how fast we get it done. I think it's more important to make the right decision. And, you know, so I'm not going to feel like we've got to get this done in a week. I really want to, you know, make sure that it's the right fit. There's a couple things. One is for this organization. Obviously, every decision that Dave and I make is with the interests of this organization and what's best for this team. And, you know, yesterday's decision was tough. If it was a personal decision, you know, it'd be even harder. But I have to think that way. And, you know, when you hire a coach, you hire a coordinator, you're doing what's best for the organization. You're making sure it's a good fit as a coaching staff and he fits your personality, fits your philosophy. And then also I have a responsibility for our players. They're counting on me to make sure to hire a guy that they can trust, that they can relate to, and that he will challenge them to be their best. And I take a lot of responsibility in that. So sometimes that doesn't warrant a quick decision. You know, you go through the process and you see. And, you know, if it happens in a week, it happens in a week. If it happens in, you know, a month, it happens then. But, you know, we're already starting. We started this morning and made some calls last night. So, you know, we're going to try to get it done as fast as we can. But, again, it's not about time. It's about getting the right fit.
Have you filed any paperwork with the league office requesting permission to speak with another team?
No. No.
Okay.
Hey, Gus, I remember last year you talked about the process with Doug Marrone kind of played out and, you know, you learned a lot about him and about maybe what you wanted through that process. Do you have specific guys in mind right now, or are you hoping that the process plays out that way?
You know, you obviously get, you know, you put a list together of guys that maybe you're curious about or that you want to, you know, dig into deeper. And, you know, so, it'd be interesting to see how this plays out. Not every search, and it doesn't all come together exactly the same. So, like I said, I think that, you know, you find out about people, and then you get the release, and then you begin your conversations. But, you know, my phone will be going here now, you know, and I'll be really busy here the next, especially the next week or so.